You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Monday as we look ahead to the Final Four. Some teams that many had not predicted would be there, and here we are. Pretty exciting. So it all starts on Saturday. We've got FAU, 1.5-point dog versus San Diego State. And then we've got Miami, 5.5-point dog versus UConn. Should we start with the first game here, or where would you like to start, Joe?
Yeah. Well, how about let's start with the title odds. You want to do that? Because
yeah, let's do it.
UConn at most spots is a minus money, minus 125. That's how big of a favorite they are of the Final Four. And then the second favorite, obviously your favorite of the other semifinal game, it is San Diego State. It's almost 4-1. Miami about 5-1. And then Florida Atlantic about 6.5-1. So UConn, the heavy favorite. And then there's a big gap down to San Diego State, the second favorite, at 4-1. Do you think the gap should be that wide between UConn and these three other teams making the Final Four?
I kind of do. Minus money is aggressive. I guess you're right.
Yeah, for two more games, the way this tournament's gone, but they've blown everybody out.
I know, and that's why you're seeing it, because if they made it 2-1 or something, people would still bet it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's... For any serious better, minus 125 is probably a pass. But I guess if, you know, it's not terrible if you wanted to jump in now. But yeah, I guess they had to do that. I think
they've been a metric starling. They've been a metric starling. So like any serious better has been on UConn. They've been on this UConn train. I mean, they went through their lull this season, and they were still entering the tournament as a metrics darling, as an underseeded four. We gave them out the day the tournament was starting at 24-1. We talked about it on this show the entire week. There's value there. And yes, the West is brutal, but they're good enough to make it out. And, you know, if we're just, let's say you just start watching college basketball. I mean, there's no question, based on what we've seen this tournament, there's nobody better than UConn. There's nobody playing better than UConn. Doesn't mean that team's going to show up on Saturday and or Monday if they get that far. But, I mean, they've looked – I understand the minus 125. I get it. Because if it was plus money at all, you're right. I think people would be jumping all over it because there is that gap between this version of the Huskies and these other three teams.
Yeah, and they're just so well-balanced. They're now third in adjusted offense and 11th in adjusted defense as well. So –
Ooh,
hard not
that's
to
a good
like
point.
UConn.
That's a good point. I just wanted to talk about that for a moment with these title odds, because we always talk about, hey, your title winner, typically they're going to finish top 20 offense, top 20 defense efficiency, or somewhere around there when it's all over after their run. And if we look at that, right, the only two teams that would qualify as your typical champions are UConn and Florida Atlantic. Because yep. Florida Atlantic right now is 24th in offense, 29th in defense. If they win two more games, they're probably going to be in the top 20, right? With their 35-3 record. And then the San Diego State one would be an outlier because the offense is 75. Miami defense would be an outlier because they're outside 100. They're 104 in defensive efficiency. But
yeah.
I don't care about any of that, Aaron, because this really? Has been the crazy season. It doesn't matter. Like, throw it all out the window. It doesn't matter. Like, any of these teams could win it.
I disagree on the San Diego State side. I love San Diego State, but it makes me nervous that they're 75th in offense and 4th in defense. We saw that with Gonzaga being super lopsided like that, and it didn't work out that well for them
mm-hmm.
this year.
Now, I think it's going to be UConn.
FAU is super balanced, yeah. and they're deep. They're a deeper team. Their bench can go off too. You know, I think that just – that would make me nervous for this game.
FAU right. And North Carolina making the title game last year wasn't as balanced as we typically see. But would it surprise me if Miami or San Diego State – Miami one would be a little surprising. But you know what? Kind of under the radar because UConn's demolishing everyone. Miami's beating everybody handily. Right?
I know. It's like, crazy.
That Texas collapse – and for Miami to end up winning by 7, they beat Houston by double digits, Indiana by double digits, and the Drake thing was wild. Like, Drake should have won that game. But Miami came through in the end. It's hard not to root for Jim Larrañaga. Like, he seems – and everybody that deals with him says he's, like, the nicest guy in the world, and he'll sit there and talk to you forever.
He did this before with George Mason almost 20 years
right.
ago. Big story in the D.C. area. People bring that up all the time. So
I'm
if
sure.
anyone is familiar with this territory, it's Jim Larrañaga. I think, you know, Miami's Jordan Miller having an absolute perfect performance, going 7-7 from the field, 13-13 from the free throw line. Gosh, I mean, obviously we talk about this kind of narrative. It's going to be tough to do that again. So.
Yes, for sure. Well, the numbers on this, did you want to start with the UConn point spread that we have to start? Or
sure.
the San Diego
State? 5.5?
5.5. Is it too many? That's the question. That's the question. You had to go high. You had to go high on that number because of what they're doing to teams. They have covered their four tournament games by an average of 17.8 points per game. Not won by 17.8 points per game, but covered by 17.8 points per game. Let's see. KenPom has this number at 7. This number might go up throughout the week. I think that will be really interesting to take a look at, to see exactly what happens there. Omer has been pretty awesome throughout the tournament, and obviously the Huskies' bigs just dominate. That's been a theme. They're going to outwork you on the glass, and they out-rebound teams by a ton game after game. So it's a pretty cool matchup that we're having here.
Yeah, so what is – gosh, UConn 25-11-1 ATS as well. That's really impressive. So
yeah.
Scoring off that, I'm like, whew, I don't know if I'm going to – I like it. I mean, I still like the UConn side. I think they are the best team left, and the
yeah.
odds obviously reflect that as minus favorites. So I think, you know, winning by 6 is not going to be a problem for them. I mean, Miami's going to need everything going their way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, we've got all week.
That much better.
We've got all week to break this game down, but first reaction, I think you're right. Look, I'm not going against them, but it is tough to lay that many points in a Final Four matchup with everything that Miami has done. But I mean, what does UConn not have? They're the best team in the nation right now. It's not close.
Yeah.
San Diego State. How about that one? It's a 2-point spread. 2-point spread against FIU. Much lower total because it's an Aztecs game. 131.5. I think that is really interesting. And that was part of the handicap for the Saturday game. When we were here on Friday, and it's really the handicap of every San Diego State game. If they dictate the terms, meaning if they play at the pace that they want to play at, they're going to cover. I mean, that's been a theme. Maybe we should just remove the if, because San Diego State dictates the terms every single time, and it's going to be an alley fight every single time. They play the way that they want to play. And they don't really care what you do. They're going to do their thing. So this is fascinating. The number of two. Maybe we'll get a lot more total action because so many people have been cashing tickets on San Diego State unders.
You know what's interesting also, just from an ATS record standpoint, SDSU, not very good, 19-15. Whereas FAU, 24-11 ATS. I guess that's probably because maybe in all the other games during the season SDSU played, they were probably favorites, maybe like heavier favorites.
I believe. Sure. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just looking at, oh my goodness. You know how many straight games San Diego State under has hit? The under in San Diego State game?
And how many straight games it's hit?
Yep.
I'll say 12.
It's exactly 12.
What?
You knew that. Come on. You didn't hear that.
I did not. I've been trying to tell you I'm psychic for 2 years now. No, I'm kidding.
You've never said that. Psychic. What? What are you talking about? Yeah. 12 straight. We go through. We have to go back to the last time a San Diego State did not go under, February 11th against UNLV. So they dictate the terms. Yeah, it's impressive.
131 is a low total. In case you don't know, the other game is at 149, folks. 149 and a half. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And the only time during the tournament or during their conference tournament, it happened once where we had a total that was lower than 131 and a half. So, I mean, we saw it over the past 4 days. The adjustment, over-adjustment, whatever you want to call it, the under's a big story in rounds one and two. They hit it at a higher clip than we've ever seen in the past. We have an adjustment by the books, and what happened? Sweet 16 rounds, it was a lot of overs that was hitting. I mean, we've seen this a million times. That's how it always goes.
Yeah. Man. This is one where I'm not going to force an opinion on a side yet on Monday.
Do you guys
keep thinking about this one?
Do you guys think that Florida Atlantic will be a public darling? Because, like, my first thought is they played Tennessee. They played a physical team that wants to play defense, and San Diego State's offense is not even on par with Tennessee's offense. So, like, FAU's been through the ringer against a tough physical defensive team that had a guy literally body-checking people in the lane. So they've been through that. They have a better offense.
Good point.
Like,
they're the Owls, like, too? That seems like a public thing. Cute little,
like,
Owls.
Darling. Like, if it was, or is it going to be Miami? Are they going to see, are people going to see, like, Miami? You know, it's the U.
No, I don't think so.
Like, they're not going to, people aren't going to fade UConn, right?
No, they're not fading UConn. We have one blue blood here. The other three making the Final Four for the first time ever. I don't see people going against UConn. I don't see that. Yeah. Now, on the San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, they're both kind of Cinderellas, though.
Right.
They are.
I mean, West Coast
team as well, and that never happens. There's got to be a lot of people on the West Coast excited about that. I could see them wanting SDSU to be a public dog. Plus how physical they are. Everyone's calling this a football team. It's a great story as well.
I would take FAU right now, but I do want to see if we have any movement there. I doubt it's going to stick at two all week. If it gets out to San Diego State 2.5, 3, I'm like, come on. No. That's way too much. Should they be laying this much? By the way, books have just smoked it. So we talked to Seamus McGee every week about where they lose, the situations they lose. What were they? Houston, because of Mattress Mac, out. Gonzaga.
Oh! They were the hot lead. Team. That guy.
It was so long ago because they're such bums. I mean, we tried to tell people all year, don't bet on Houston, the Houston thing. Paul's been warning everybody, but people didn't want to listen. Oh, they're the best team available, the best team alive. So it was Gonzaga, it was Houston. Was there another team that was getting love where they were a loser in the futures market? I don't think so.
I think that was it. I think Kansas was close, but –
there you go.
At least
another
on the
one.
Emails I've gotten out. Yeah, Kansas.
Oh, I mean, yep. Creighton was kind of trendy.
With us. I don't think it was okay. With your average better. They were with us. Okay. And Paul's still mad about that. John Ewing put this out. BetMGM. Most bet, meaning number of tickets on futures teams to win the NCAA tournament. Alabama had 10.1% out. Kansas, Texas, Houston. Now, UConn's fifth, okay, 6.2%. UCLA, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Kansas State, Arizona, Tennessee. They're all out, and that's more than 10. I think that's the top 12. Yeah, that's their top 12. So the books are going to be rooting against UConn. I mean, the way this tournament's gone, that concerns me a little bit because whatever the books want, they're getting, and it happened again this weekend.
Plenty of time to talk about the final four. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. But who deserves to be in BetQL court after this weekend? That's next on the BetQL Network.